Blog Talk Radio.
Divine all blessing, peace,
and prosperity, unity and community, serenity and tranquility. You are now listening live and in archive, tuned in and plugged in to the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince and African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine hoodoo life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all my endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe and Ashe. Today is Saturday, December 18th, 2010. You are tuned in, plugged in, sharing and caring with the Power Lunch here at High Noon on Block Talk Radio. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. I welcome each and every one of you, for those of you who are listening today for the first time, divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity to you and yours, and of course to my regular community and listeners, divine peace and blessings, revelation and manifestation. And I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for always being present. AT1, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Kalahat, divine unity and community, love and understanding. Kwibi 1, divine revelation and manifestation. And, of course, divine warm summer wind, divine joy and prosperity, love and light to each and every one of you and our special guests. And also to my telephone listeners, my live listen-in and call-in number each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunches, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember, when you wish to speak, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue. It is a virtual way of raising your hand, if you will. And I will attend to your question, comment, or request as time and spirit does allow. And to all of you, my humble community listening to me right now, know that things are changing. Block Talk Radio is transforming. And as such, the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central will be doing the same as well. So I will be now sort of condensing all three of my shows into one new show. And the official starting of that show will be January 1st and forward. But I believe Blog Talk Radio has set February 1st and forward for people to make their decision and make their transition. So I will be going to a daily format, as we're doing now, at high noon for the Power Lunch, but it will gradually become more and more of a recreation and reformalization of all of my three previous shows, now into the one show. And I will continue to do 1 hour at high noon every day until January 1st, at which point I will consider increasing the show either by 2 hours or to the maxima, I believe, which will be 3 hour show. So the new show will be at high noon each and every day for the Power Lunch. But the format, again, will begin to incorporate the material that you've become accustomed to on Wednesday nights with Live and in Archive from New Orleans, as well as the material you have become accustomed to on Saturday night with Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. So again, I welcome those on the phone lines, area code 323, area code 434, area code 212, and 773. I greatly appreciate you for being present on the phone line. So as such, I have only 2 lines remaining available for listening or asking questions or requests. And again, the live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. I will be continuing on at Blog Talk Radio for those who have been listening over the past few days. That decision basically has already been made. The only remaining questions are how and under what conditions, but I will continue to be present here on Blog Talk Radio, as many of you have suggested, and I'm humbled and honored by your show of appreciation for me remaining here on Blog Talk Radio, and as such, I will be now a daily show at high noon. Peace and blessings, Fire, which I see you've now come into the room as well. Warm some wind. Queen B1, Fire Witch, Kalahad, AT1. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present with me. As such, I'm going to now take a short musical break, and then I will return with affirmation and meditation, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Afudai, Bila Bila, Navashkojida.
Non, non, mauvais dato, Marele. Non, non, mauvais dato.
Bila no.
Mama,
change the so-called civilization and to change ourselves as we now know it. I and I, even me. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all toward that which is most true and authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us in divine light and love, love and protection, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh, sage, and cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection and communication with spirit, for which nothing and no one can hide. Hear the sounding, shining harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us, ever fading back into the light, God and Goddess consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, created, creator, child of the God and Goddess consciousness. You are divine love, divine power, manifest here and now, in this moment. You are made in the image and likeness of the divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your divine light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistakes can undo divine handiwork, true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your mystery, of your inner wisdom. Learn to steal the voices and hear that soft, gentle voice of spirit. Spirit will not compete with the other voices. It will not compete with your ego. It will not compete with our earthbound will. But it is ever present to present to us, to mirror back to us, our most high self, our divine self. So when you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you grow, overcome, and defeat challenge, you inspire others to grow and overcome. When you change your life so that it is more aligned with the divine, cosmic, universal vibration, that vibration that clearly our ancestral cultures understood, knew, and looked upward towards. They understood our challenges in earth plane law and physicality, but they also understood our connection to the sky, to the universe, to the realm of spirit. Indeed, understood that we are the minority of life, if you will, in the scheme of things. Most of our universe is spirit, is dark matter, is dark energy. So we are only operating and living within a very small percentage of our full 360-degree squared spherical self. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true and authentic God and Goddess consciousness. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just even for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and spirit. You have creative allowance to recreate and create the world, the existence that you need, that you seek, that you desire. We are co-creators with the divine, universal, cosmic creators. Know and understand your divine inheritance. You have and are all that you need right now in this divine moment. It is divinely inherent and innate within each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Understand that I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, for all things work together ultimately for my good and my journey along this evolutionary process. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, what you think or believe. In my universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order. And it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow the creators to flow them to me, through me, and for me, and before me. For indeed, if his eye is on the sparrow, I know who watches over me. I release my grip on life, and I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences, and as the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. And when problems arise, and they do, and they will, I do not resist them. I observe them first in divine serenity and tranquility and calmness, open mind and spirit, and knowing that all things will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and the voices and my ego, they speak to me and come to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable, impassable blocks, now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of divine serenity and tranquility, wisdom and understanding, knowing my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear, refocused, refined, colorful, and vibrant. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that spirit, that Lawa, that deity, that Orisha brings my way. And my consciousness is not bound by time or space or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am powerful. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am in divine completion. I will be floored momentarily with more of Divine Prince live and in archive here at High Noon, U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Lèm sonje piti tan wè, swa lan wè, swa lan wè, paran o gou, swa lan wè. Lèm sonje piti tan wè, swa lan wè, o gou, o, wè de sanj. Lèm sonje piti tan wè, swa lan wè, swa lan wè, paran o gou, swa lan wè. Lèm sonje piti tan wè, swa lan wè, o gou, o. Job la di la manje wè si se fwe, pa fout fwe, o gouro. Job la di la manje wè si se fwe, men gen mon die, o gen let fin yo. Job la di la manje wè, se pa vwe, se pa vwe ti moun yo, se pa vwe. Sa se jwè ti moun yo, sa se blag, men gen mon die. O gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje wè, se pa vwe. O gou, diable a di la manje wè, si se fwe, se pa fout fwe. O gou, papa, diable a di la manje wè, si se fwe, men gen mon die. O gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje wè, se pa vwe. Pa vwe ti moun yo, se pa vwe. Sa se blag ti moun yo, sa se jwet, men gen mon die, o gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje mwen se pa fwe.
Alafia and Ashe. Again, Hotep to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice present with me now live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. Those in the live Blog Talk Radio chat, 81 Kalahat. Fire Witch, our special guest, Queen B1, Rebecca, and Warm Summer Wind, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity unto each and every one of you. And, of course, those of you who are on the phone lines and have been with me since the beginning of the show, area code 323-434, area code 773 and 212, I am grateful for your divine being and your presence here with me on Blog Talk Radio. And I remind you to join me here each and every day at High Noon for the Power Lunch and our new and transforming show and platform. Today is December 18th, Saturday, 2010, at High Noon for the Power Lunch. We are sharing collectively a Sagittarius lunation with the moon in its gibbous phase in Taurus, and also the sun in Sagittarius. Today and the next 3 days are somewhat akin to a series of frenetic roller coaster rides, since there are a large number of planetary alignments mixed in with a wide variety and volume of lunar moon-based aspects, concluding on Tuesday, December 21st, when the winter solstice occurs in the northern hemisphere, while a full moon happens early in the day and Mercury squares Jupiter in the later hours. Meanwhile, today falls into an almost impossible category to define, and here's why. The sun contacts Neptune by six-degree formation, Uranus by square, and Chiron by a six-degree formation, while also making an off-kilter 150-degree link with the moon now in Taurus. Just those four solar aspects open the door to many potential changes, inspirations, letdowns, healing options, and topsy-turvy situations. However, Mercury is no slouch as it re-enters Sagittarius. And remember, it is in retrograde until the 29th. During its retrograde cycle, it will be joining Pallas tonight, an exciting alignment that can help anyone with problem solving and conducting strategy sessions with trusted advisors or friends. Venus is also making waves in Scorpio as it forms questionable and potentially provocative links to Uranus and the Sun. These links are via fractional 135-degree and 45-degree aspects, respectively. Venus also manages to fit into an inspirational 72-degree rapport with productivity-enhancing Ceres. So this is also a day for great independent productivity, working on projects, cleaning a house, pulling out that book and moving forward and getting it going again. For some of you, getting it completed, being creative, as it were, but unto yourself as opposed to necessarily large groups or organizations. And Juno and Vesta are mirroring Venus and Ceres, also by forming a 72-degree liaison. Nevertheless, the moon in Taurus makes seven alignments throughout the morning, afternoon, and evening, symbolizing many mood swings, manic, depressive, psychic backdrop to the entire day, unless you take control, unless you put into place defensive as well as offensive activities and spiritual measures to balance this organization. And indeed, that is the purpose of the astrological weather, not only to warn us, to educate us of the possibilities, the present energies, but also to give us that time to tweak, as it were, where we might be weak. And we are all individually weak in various places. And this is why I strongly stand on the usage of crystal to fill in the gap, even when we are not necessarily conscious of the details of the gap. It helps to fill that energy in, providing us not only that reinforcing frequency, but also allowing us to utilize what we are conscious and aware of to move forward and formulate a decisive plan for whatever our next move is in any given endeavor or situation. Also, there is a exact six-hour void, moon void, of course, uncertainty cycle, and that should happen around 3:30 p.m. New Orleans time, U.S. Central Standard Time, to about 9:30 p.m. New Orleans or U.S. Central Standard Time, when the moon enters very versatile and loquacious Gemini. And again, you're already having moon and communication interruptions with Taurus, suggesting a certain stubbornness in emotional energy, as well as Mercury being in retrograde, causing some issues with communication. So again, we must be either isolate yourself in a positive, wholesome, helpful way, or take measures to be greatly prepared as you move forward into society today as you step outside your door. And of course, for us, Orisha priests and those who have received Papa Legba officially, Baro Maniko, Baro Maniko Indola, Baro Mayako, Baro Mayakanda. And this, it is our astrological weather for the day. I'm going to take just another brief intermission, and then I will be forth with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio for our high noon U.S. Central Standard Time power lunch. I'm also going to share with you some things that are happening in our news today that I found very intriguing and interesting and thought I wanted to share with you. For those of you who are present with me now live in the chat, I'm just going to pop the link in. So during the story, during the musical break, you can kind of take a look at the story if you wish and want to possibly get on the phone line while we still have a line open and give a question or comment regarding it or any other topic you may want to discuss. And again, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question, comment, or request, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you just as time and spirit does allow. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Benati Bademore, si vous nous battez la roman, si vous êtes pour nous, la bonne Dieu va aider nous. Thank you.
and Ashe. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being present here with me now live and in archive, as well as those on our phone lines. Please know that I am truly humbled, honored, and grateful for your being and being present here with me on Blog Talk Radio, for truly I understand you could be anywhere at this time on the World Wide Web or some other activity in your life, and you've chosen to give us this honor and this respect, and for which I will forever be present for you and with you in your endeavors. I wanted to talk some more today about application, but of the master crystals, and particularly the Phantom. We talked about yesterday, I was sensing that many of you could really, really benefit from using a Phantom crystal right now at this juncture in your spiritual evolution. Whether you consider yourself a novice or upon your journey or even seeking new direction, clarity, and understanding. And the Phantom crystal symbolizes universal awareness. It is one of the earth stones that are used for not only redemption and cleansing of the earth, but it is also a Phantom crystal which possesses the energy to raise the vibration of humanity to a more cosmic and universal perspective by helping us to realize the interconnectedness of all that is the true I Am consciousness. And for those of you connected to my Facebook, www.facebook.com/the divine prince, with capitalizing the T-E and the D of the divine prince, but as one word, facebook.com/the divine prince. I have a unique, as you will, avatar picture up right now, which I think is a great representation, visual, holographic representation of I Am in its full understanding, its full reach, its full measure. So the Phantom helps us by connecting us to time, but not just linear time, but a more universal, cosmic, a more quantum metaphysical understanding of time-space, just as the rings within a tree help to designate a certain understanding of Earth time and physicality and biology. So too does the Phantom Quartz, but carrying that into a much higher vibration, a more infinite pathway, if you will, a pathway which can be utilized and facilitated to access past lives, allowing for us to see past lives in a state of accession rather than in a state of reality where one is an active participant. Now, I understand for you more advanced practitioners, this can be a very powerful, powerful tool, not only in obtaining inner clarity and understanding about your multifaceted identity and path, but also in reaching out into other planes of understanding and dimension, other forms of communication, remotely, spiritually, quantum metaphysically, the possibilities with the Master Phantom, if you are so blessed to ever receive one or even find one to purchase, because they are a rare form. The possibilities with this stone are endless. The Phantom can also be used to assist in meeting a personal spiritual guide. And many of you right now are questioning your path, may already be initiated in a path, but are open now and sensing a calling for other paths or other guides and deities, Lawa, Orisha, associated, buffoons associated with those paths. So, again, the Phantom crystal can truly be a master at opening you to that understanding and that level of communication, provided you are ready and you've truly ascended Jacob's ladder, if you will, and are ready to receive that understanding. And for many of you, particularly those right here with me now, you're clearly there. If you begin to understand and internalize my teaching about the soulmate family, there is a reason we intersect with certain people in our lives and at these specific times in our lives that we intersect. And often, whether we are in denial of the journey or the mission or the message, our missions often intersect in one way or the other. And understand that's good and bad. We've all had some negative events. I suffered Hurricane Katrina, which turned out to be a powerful, powerful life-changing crossroad for me. So we must remain open to all energy, all frequency, but learn to discern it, to remain still, clear, radiant, as the crystal teaches us, and receive, but also project and know that this energy is a thing that we can work with. We can mold, reshape, recreate, and nothing is solidified, particularly in our earth plane existence. Of course, I'm quickly running out of time. I want to talk about the different types of phantoms, because there's also that clear, translucent phantom, but there's also the clear quartz phantom that will have a phantom of some other mineral, adjoit, hematite, papagite, are various forms, amethyst phantom, black phantoms, chloride, which is a green cleansing, purifying form of the phantom. I also popped a link in the chat for those of you live with me in the chat. You may have already seen this article, but for those of you listening who may want to look at it later, it is at www.msnbc.com/ID/407-040-008. An American who said he shuttered his construction business to help victims in the Haiti earthquake is now jailed in Port-au-Prince on charges he kidnapped a child, a colleague in Haiti said. Paul Wagner, 32, of Nantucket, Massachusetts, was sent to the notorious National Penitentiary in the Haitian capital on Thursday while a court commissioner reviewed his case. Said Paul Sebrig, co-founder with Wagner of the Materials Management Relief Corps under Haitian law, which allows a suspect to be jailed during the investigation, Wagner could spend several months locked up inside the overcrowded institution where cholera has been rampant. We're worried, says Sebrig during a telephone interview in Haiti on Thursday, not only for his safety risk, but also for his health. Wagner's arrest apparently is based on the word of the child's father, who refuses to believe that his 15-month-old son died and that his remains were cremated. Instead, he believes that Wagner abducted the child. The fact that Wagner has a criminal record in Massachusetts isn't helping his cause. Wagner was arrested on Sunday on allegations he kidnapped the boy in February from the Haitian Community Hospital in Pichonville, where Wagner was volunteering, Sebrick said. At a court hearing Wednesday, Wagner's lawyer showed a signed certificate to prove the child's death, but the child's father, France Philistine, insisted that the boy was still alive, and his lawyer said he doubted the document was authentic. But basically, both sides agreed that Mr. Philistine, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, because that has so many connotations, brought his ill boy, Kevins, to the Pichonville Hospital in February. The baby was suffering from fever and dehydration, said Sebrick, a former medical technician from Arizona. But basically, these American gentlemen are being accused of, or at least the one, of having sold the baby to a voodoo priest for a ceremony. And the reason that I really felt to speak on this article is, first of all, if this were true, it would be absolutely outrageous. I don't believe that they actually stole the baby, but it's really something unusual, I think, that so many entities, even at the government level, are now involved in at least examining and looking into this story. So there's something to be said and to be taken with a grain of salt anytime we find anything in the media. And I did find this story on several different smaller, less known websites. I kind of went to MSNBC trying to find someone who I could legitimize to some degree about the story and its associations with the story. So I'll be updating you on that. I thought that was interesting. Excuse me, and I wanted to always give people a chance to see how, even in 2011, voodoo, hoodoo, all these ATR ritualized paths continue to be demonized in some form, sometimes deservedly, sometimes undeservedly. But we must begin to, and this is why I, the Divine Prince, spend so much time on the spiritual element of the path, because people typically don't get that. And I think if you understand the spiritual nature of the path, that it makes it easier for you to discern spirit and to discern these stories and the legitimacy of these stories and possible other motives for wanting to propagate stories of this nature about voodoo and hoodoo and Omega even today in 2010. So I ask you to join me here again tomorrow at high noon. I have about 10 seconds on Block Talk Radio for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archives. From New Orleans, I offer you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, divine hoodoo revelation and manifestation. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love. So you better know that I'll always be here.
matter.
Amen. Amen. Vous êtes la vie, nous y est. Papa, petit,
fish, and I like you very much. Thank you. The victim of the system.